Peace. Welcome to Spears and Mics. I just wanted to give an update real quick on the brother Power from Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang put out a post today on Instagram announcing that the brother had passed from pancreatic cancer. Again, my condolences to all the members of Wu-Tang Clan, the Grant family. You know, this is all tragic, man. This is all sad. And it just serves as a warning to all of us in our communities that we have to put emphasis on our health. Make it a priority to get yourself checked out. When it comes to pancreatic cancer, there's no detection. There's no signs. They say there are signs, like jaundice and stuff like that. But I think there's no way to detect it unless you get a CAT scan or MRI. So, you know, cancer is very tricky. You know, usually people detect it once it's too late. It's in a later stage and it's already causing great harm to your body, you know. And man, you know, I think many of us, you know, many viewers and anybody, you know, watching this right now, we could probably say that we've all lost loved ones from cancer. You know, diabetes and cancer are two of the greatest killers. In particular, sugar is the greatest killer. And, you know, for me personally, even myself, you know, dealing with weight issues in the past 10 years of my life, you know, just putting the focus on losing weight and being healthier for my own children, for my wife, for myself, for my family, right? No one wants to see our loved ones pass when it could be preventable, you know? So we have to take a look at our diets, what we're putting inside our body, staying away from processed foods, you know, drinking the right water. You know what I'm saying? There's just so many different things that's out to get us. And a lot of us, you know, in the black and so-called brown communities, we deal with, like, you know, underlying issues, you know, that affect us the most, you know. So we really need to watch our diet, watch what we put in our body, you know. We're just losing great people too early, you know. So, man, please, you know, my brothers and sisters that's out there in the communities, you know, get yourself checked out, get your physical once a year, you know, strive to lose weight, strive to eat right. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm striving for it and I just want to live, you know what I mean? Like we all want to live, to see our children grow healthy, successful, you know what I mean? So, you know, again, condolences to the whole Wu-Tang Clan, condolences to the whole Grant family. You know, peace to Killer Sin. I think the brother's still locked up, you know what I'm saying, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, hopefully the brother gets to pay respect to, you know, his older brother Power, you know what I'm saying. But, you know, we lost a great one in Power. But I just wanted to give y'all an update real quick while I'm at work, you know what I'm saying, because I wanted to share that news with you because it just saddens me to see that, you know, we lose another brother due to health concerns. Again, this brings up a topic, man, that I know Nas and certain other people, I think from, you know, Mass Appeal said that they wanted to help get some of the hip hop pioneers and elders and establish like a hip hop union where, you know what I'm saying, people could get benefits and, you know, retire for their achievements and their accomplishments and that, you know, what they've given to the culture and then have something, you know, to give like insurance to hip hop pioneers and elders. You know what I mean? I think that needs to be put into focus somehow. You know what I mean? Because the labels become rich, right? The record labels, the record industry profits off your work. They give you pennies on the dollar for your contributions, which are great contributions to entertainment, to the culture of hip hop. And then, you know, all these executives get rich. And I understand that they're putting in work too behind the scenes to make the music successful and accessible and stuff like that. But, you know, we need to just find a way to keep health insurance going for some of these recording artists, as well as all the contributors to hip hop. You know what I mean? Because we got to put our health as a priority to stay alive, take care of our children, and establish generational wealth. That's what we need to do, establish generational wealth. And we can't establish generational wealth if we're passing on early. You know what I'm saying? We need to maximize our time on the planet Earth and just build up a good amount of wealth to pass on to the seeds so that we don't have to ever have our children experience hardships or poverty or living in public housing. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is about elevation, right? And I'm sure anybody that's Zulu or 5% can respect the aspect of striving for elevation daily. You know what I mean? It's something that we talk about in the lessons often. So it's not just talk. It can't just be, jargon. It got to be something that we really put into fruition. Striving for excellence, striving for health, striving for wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember the elder Zulus used to talk about it all the time, man. Like, health and wellness, it's important. You know what I'm saying? So, if you a listener, if you a Zulu, if you a 5%er, if you a Muslim, you a brother that's striving, a sister that's striving for, peace and prosperity, put your health, all aspects of it as a priority, mental, social, physical, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Let's live a great life, and move forward. You know what I mean? Again, this is Zulu King L1. Representing Zulu chapter 25. Peace and love to all, man. Please, support this message, share it. You know what I'm saying? Hit that like button, drop a comment. You know what I'm saying? Let's live, man. Peace.